personal finance journalist, very well known in the media, very well respected. Thank you for being with us today on 101.9 Chai FM, Maya.
Yes, thank you. And in these very strange times that we live in.
Wow, you could say that again. That is for sure. But in these very strange times that we live in, I happened to come across a clip of you yesterday giving some really important advice that I thought maybe we could repeat here and then have a discussion about it afterwards. You spoke about the fact that in these very tough financial times that people find themselves, there just might be in certain limited circumstances some element of a lifeline. What were you referring to?
So what I was referring to is something called credit insurance. And credit insurance is something that many of us may actually have when we take out a personal loan, for example. We may even have it on our credit cards. By the way, we may even have it on our store cards. But, and there's this premium that we pay every month, but because we don't really notice it, we don't know that we actually have this cover. And this cover can actually be utilized if you lose your income. So one of the most common uses for it is retrenchment. So if you're retrenched, it will actually cover your debt installments every month until you find work again, up to 12 months. Incredibly powerful. But also this loss of income provision, what we're finding is that it can actually even be used if you're still employed, but your employer is currently not paying you. And this wasn't, I think my video that went viral was really saying, why are the banks not telling people about this? Because,
well, you know, there is why. Wow. I mean, I can fully understand why not. 12 months of paid credit, that is going to cost them a lot of money. I'm just really interested in the fact that you mentioned that many people might not know that they have it. Was this sort of snuck into certain products, do you think? Is it legal to even do that?
So what actually happened was, there was that many of the short-term lenders, so it's like something like Capitec, African Bank, that really predominantly do short-term loans, actually yes. require credit life as a compulsory cover. And the reason they have it there is obviously for this exact moment. So the credit life not covers you for retrenchment, but also for disability and death. So if their client died, that debt would be settled by the insurance. So although you say, yes, the banks don't want to tell you about it, it's actually the insurers who don't want to tell you about it because they have basically taken out an insurance policy. It's a life policy. It's credit life insurance. So you certainly, if you have debt with Capitec or African Bank, there's extremely high chance that you have credit insurance. And as I said, people just don't realize that that's there. It is compulsory. In terms of the larger banks, sort of your ABSAs, FNBs, there you may find that it was optional. So certainly sometimes on the unsecured debt like credit cards or short-term loans, you may find that that you have credit life. But when it comes to things like vehicle finance and home loans, it was often an opt-in product. So it was something you would have to consciously have taken. So you may be more aware of it on your home loan. So a lot of people with that video thought their home loan was covered and then got very upset to discover that they had not taken out credit life and wished they had. So I think it's one of
although,
those.
I think I did watch that video and I think you made it very clear that it was not, you know, across the entire spectrum. Mm-hmm. And it was certain products only. What I'm also interested in is, the industry's response as a whole. I come out of the insurance industry and it's actually quite remarkable the extent to which it does not help in these circumstances. I mean, so many clients phone one on a daily basis to say, I've had a business interruption event. My turnover is down. What can you do to help me? And the answer is unfortunately nothing because technically from an insurance perspective, you need physical damage in order to trigger a business interruption event. And that is absent here, unfortunately. A virus isn't considered to be a physical event. I suppose they saved themselves.
Yeah, this business interruption insurance has been such a hot topic as well because so many people are saying, but I'm just going to cancel it. It's not paying out when I actually need it. So I mean, if you're from the insurance industry, you maybe also just understand how it works. So I actually have been speaking to the short-term insurers about this. And, you know, the problem is not so much, it's that this book, as you know, with insurance, it actually gets reinsured. So, you know, South Africa can't, a specific insurance company can't take that entire risk on their own. So they actually reinsure it out to big global companies. players. So they're called Re, Swiss Re and Munich Re. And these massive global players have very, very, very specific clauses as to when they pay out and when they don't pay out and what their premium would be. So if they suddenly changed and said, okay, guys, in this case, because this was so unexpected, we are going to meet those payments, they would no longer be underwritten by the reinsurer. So it's actually quite complicated. And of course, these reinsurance guys are saying, listen, we're being hit everywhere by the biggest claims because it's so, this is unprecedented to have claims across the world all at the same time. So you're not going to find that insurance companies can possibly withstand that amount of claims at one time.
I think that's exactly it. I think you would bankrupt the industry if you had to entertain even one. I don't think they have the capacity to underwrite China as a risk. That is for sure. But just finally, because I would like to bring it back to the individual level, that credit life policy. I mean, clearly every policy will have its own wordings and its own conditions, but you know, loss of salary, is it a total loss of salary in the policies you've seen or a portion of a salary? What would qualify as a loss of salary for these credit policies that you have seen?
So again, it does depend on who the credit provider is, but I can tell you that both that African Bank has probably got the best cover. They will cover even for a 20% drop in salary. So if you have more than 20% drop of salary, they will actually still pay your debt installment for you. Capitec does it on a pro rata. So say, for example, if your salary dropped by 60%, you're only receiving 40% of your salary, they would cover 60% of your loan that month. So it does depend. Where I'm finding that the big banks are saying, no, it has to be a total loss of income for a full month. So you have to have a full month of not receiving an income before it would qualify. So that a lot of the terms and conditions are very important to understand before you start claiming.
Maya, we're going to leave it there, and I just want to thank you for being such a fighter for individual rights here. I think what you brought to the party yesterday was really important. It's going to help a lot of people. So thank you for speaking to us, and be safe.
Great.